The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Friday morning, 1380 WPHM Morning Show. Paul is off today, getting an early start on the weekend. Caleb here with you for the rest of the day. And we are joined on the phone by a familiar voice. If you listen to WPHM on a Sunday afternoon, specifically between noon and 1 p.m., you'll hear her a lot, along with her co-host, John Gonzalez. It is Amy Sherman from Behind the Mitten. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Michigan. How you doing, Caleb?
I'm doing great. And you?
Awesome. Awesome. We have a great show planned for our listeners this week, and it's kind of all over the state.
All right. So let's talk about where you're taking us on Behind the Mitten.
Absolutely. So we're going to one of our favorite locations in Michigan. We're going to visit with our good friend Paul Beach now. We call him Paulie B. He's head of tourism in Gaylord, Michigan. And he joins us for a little bit to kind of talk about what you can expect in the fall in this region of the state. And Caleb, I don't know if you've ever been to Gaylord and if you've gone to see the elk, but in the fall is like the best time to go.
Yes, there are a lot of elk up there. In fact, I have a lot of family in that area of the state, as a matter of fact.
You,
so, yeah.
You do, then you know. Yeah. I don't have to tell you.
No, the elk is a big thing. Colors, the colors are going to be changing here very soon. It's a beautiful spot to go for fall activities.
Absolutely. And the thing about the fall for the elk is that, you know, this is when the mating season starts. And so you very well could see the bulls, you know, rutting, and it gets very exciting. They're such humongous creatures. And a great place to go visit, we learned from Paulie B, is the Pigeon River Country State Forest. This is a huge, expansive set of land up by Gaylord, 114,000 acres. And the elk just roam free there. So I recommend you bring some binoculars, stay in your car, because while the elk are really gentle creatures, you do not want to mess with them when they're in the mating season, and then just watch nature take over, and it's such an amazing sight. You can also see the elk in Gaylord in the city. They have a city park where the elk will come right up to the fence and stuff with you, so if you want a close-up encounter, you can do that. Have you done that, Caleb?
I know. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, we're just south of town. Yeah, I got that park.
Yes, exactly. And so one time Gonzo, he'll hate that I told this story, but he was in at the city park with the elk, and they kind of they started chasing him. He had to do a little run.
So Gaylord, by the way, has a couple of really cool breweries. You got the Big Buck Brewery, which reopened recently. You have Snowbelt right downtown. You guys have a chance to check out any of those when you were up there?
Yeah, we love Snowbelt's one of our favorites. Big Buck too. That, you know, we're so happy that they got to reopen. We visited them several times, kind of in between during the pandemic. And Snowbelt, we're good friends with those guys. We love Snowbelt. How it's just cozy, and it's like where everyone in Gaylord comes to meet. So if you want to, like, you know, hang out with the locals, go there. They've, you know, got real simple food, but the beers are delicious. Yeah, that's an excellent place.
Yeah, it is. I'm up there all. Always hitting Snowbelt at least once while I'm up there, for sure. Where else are you taking us on Sunday?
So we're going to another brewery as well. We're going to talk to our friend Eric Harms, who's the head of production at Dragon Mead Brewery. And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, which is a really big deal to be in business for that long. They are located in this crazy location in Warren, Michigan. It's on a service drive off of 696 Highway, and you never would expect this location for a brewery, but they are known for having an incredible variety of beers. And for our listeners in Port Huron, they have another location in St. Clair Shores, so a little bit closer. But they are known for having, like, they might have 25 beers on tap at any given time. So you can get, and these are all traditional styles, so you can get anything from like a regular lager, pilsner, IPA, to more interesting picks like a Vienna lager or smoked porter, different things like that. They're known for their final absolution beer, which you might have seen in the stores. It's a Belgian triple that comes in at about 10%. So, Caleb, it is definitely a sipper, but it is delicious.
Very cool. So, yeah, that's not too far away from us. Where else are you taking us on Behind the Mitten?
So we have one more guest, and this is a guest that everyone, no matter where you are in Michigan, you can participate in what he's got going on. John Sinkovitz joins us again. He runs localspins.com, and it in the past has been a focus of West Michigan music and bands, but he's been expanding his coverage to include other parts of the state. So he's almost covered the whole state now, minus the UP, with music coverage. And so if you are into Michigan bands and music, it's definitely a website you want to check out, localspins.com. And he has been helping us at Behind the Mitten put together our very own local music Spotify playlist. And so if listeners want to check it out, you can check out BTM 2022 on Spotify. And he's put together all the music that you hear on Behind the Mitten are local Michigan bands. And
Okay. We
put it together as a playlist. So you can listen to it anywhere you are and get a little taste of Michigan music.
That's really cool. I guess I didn't realize that they were Michigan bands. I'm familiar with kind of your intro and your exit music. But it makes sense that they're Michigan bands, of course. Why else wouldn't they be?
Right? We have such a great music scene here, and we've been so proud to highlight and showcase some of our bands. And you're right, our intro has always been, since day one, it's been Mustard Plug, The Beer Song, and those guys are good friends of ours, and so we're so happy to highlight them. And I always find something new with these lists that John puts together for us, because there's so many up-and-coming bands that you might not have heard about that are putting together some really incredible music.
And for people who are listening and wondering, what is Behind the Mitten? I've never heard of that. Let's just remind folks, if they haven't had the chance yet to hear you, and they will in its entirety this weekend, because the Tigers don't start until 1:50 on Sunday. So we're going to hear the entire show broadcast on WPHM. What is Behind the Mitten?
So Behind the Mitten is hosted by myself and John Gonzalez, and we focus on travel, tourism, food and drink all across the state of Michigan. So every week we try to take you someplace new or maybe familiar, and not only tell you about the things that are happening or what you can see and do, but meeting the people behind the stories and kind of getting to know them and, you know, their commitment to their communities, what makes their communities great. It's always an interesting show. We're always all over the place, uncovering both hidden gems and longtime favorites.
And it was fun to be on your show a few weeks ago. That was fun. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do that again sometime. And I learned something new every time I listen to the program, too. There's always something I pick up. And if they can't catch you from noon to 1 p.m. on Sunday on WPHM, they can check you out online. Pretty much every major streaming podcast platform, you can just search Behind the Mitten and find you guys, right?
Absolutely, Caleb. We're on them all. So look us up, and you can access our entire back catalog of podcasts. And I really recommend that. Like, if you have a trip coming up, maybe a fall color tour, and you want some ideas of places to go and things to do, check out all of our shows. I think we have over 400 of them. There's plenty to choose from.
Amy Sherman, joined by her co-host John Gonzalez every week for Behind the Mitten as they tour the state of Michigan to kind of figure out some of the cool spots to go to, and they share that information with you every weekend on Sundays here on WPHM from noon to 1 p.m. And I look forward to finding out where you guys end up going next.
Awesome. Thank you, Caleb. Have a great weekend, and have a great weekend, Michigan.
All right. That is Amy Sherman. I'm Caleb Gordon, filling in for Paul Miller. You're listening to WPHM.